Have you ever had the task where you, the chore really, where you have to tell someone that's close to you something they might not want to hear, something you know they're not going to want to hear, but you have to be the one to tell them that? Maybe it's some bad news. Someone close to them underwent something traumatic, a death or a serious injury or illness or something else like that. And you have to be the one to break the bad news. Or maybe this person is doing something that you need to confront them on. They're doing something which is hurting others. It's causing pain and distress to others. And you have to be the one to help them face it directly, to confront them so that they can hopefully fix whatever they're doing. They can stop doing whatever it is that's hurting others. Maybe you've been on the other side. Maybe you've been the one that had to receive bad news that you didn't want to hear, or you had to be confronted because of something that you were doing that was causing pain or distress. In any of these cases, whenever something like this happens, there's usually a reaction which is very unpleasant. We don't want to have this kind of confrontation. We don't want to have this kind of conversation at all. We don't want to hear it. We don't even want to deal with it on either side, whether they're being the ones telling or the ones hearing. In fact, the reaction oftentimes is to blame the messenger. You know, the old saying, don't shoot the messenger. Well, there's a reason for that. Often the messenger gets blamed when you have to present bad news or when you have to confront someone. And oftentimes the person being confronted will rationalize what they're doing. They'll have some reason why they can rationalize it away. Well, the gospel over the last couple of weeks are very difficult gospels because they're gospels that are telling us things we don't want to hear. They're telling us things that we don't want to hear, like, if anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. We don't want to hear things like, whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. And we definitely don't want to hear things like, any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. What we don't want to hear is that there is nothing on this earth that we should allow to get between us and Christ. Not family and friends, not our wills and our desires, and not our possessions. Nothing should come between us and Christ. And we don't want to hear that, because we don't want to hear that we will have to change and give things up to be a disciple of Christ. We don't want to hear that. And I think the reason why we don't want to hear that is, for the most part, we're comfortable with ourselves. We're comfortable with who we are. Yes, there are things that we all would like to change about ourselves. I think if any of us were asked, we would say, oh yeah, there are things I'd like to change. You know, maybe I've got some physical ailment or a physical imperfection. You know, I'd like to be more athletic. I'd like to be able to do more sports. I would like to not have this disease or this ailment. You know, we've got things we'd like to change physically. We also have things emotionally or psychologically that maybe we would like to overcome. We would like to change. But for the most part, we're comfortable with who we are, what we do, and what we believe. And we don't want to change that. Because when we are called to change, that means we come out of our comfort zone. We're no longer comfortable when we have to change. Especially when we consider the gospel today, which challenges us so strongly in that change. Because that change the gospel is calling us to causes pain and uncertainty in our lives. And the reason why we have that pain and uncertainty when we change is made very clear in the first reading. That we are concerned about earthly things over heavenly things. We are more concerned about the things of earth than the things of heaven. As the first reading says, the corruptible body burdens the soul, and the earthen shelter weighs down the mind that has many concerns. To be human, to be living here on earth, means that we do have many concerns. We have much that concerns us. We're concerned about survival. Just the basic food and shelter and clothing and water and all the needs we have just to survive. We're concerned about our emotional longing and attachments that we have. You know, attachment to others, attachment to things. And one of the big ones is we're concerned about seeking enjoyment and fulfillment while we're here on earth. Avoiding the pain and sorrow that we have in life. What we don't realize when we are attached to the things of earth, that being a disciple brings greater joy and greater fulfillment than anything we can find here on earth, from any of the things here on earth. Far more than we can give up. And to be a disciple and to find this joy and fulfillment means, in the words of the first reading, seeking God's counsel and what the Lord intends. Seeking what He wants of us, how He wants us to live our lives to be a disciple of Christ. Now this means finding what God has revealed, both through our Lord when He was here on earth and through His church, but also finding what God wants for us as individuals through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, revealing to us God's will for our lives. Now, we can only hear that if we are open to what God is saying to us, if our minds and hearts are open to Him, and we don't allow the things of the world to overwhelm that, to become more important than listening to the Holy Spirit in our lives. This is what we mean when we talk about discerning God's will for our lives. That we take time to listen for what God is saying to us. One thing we need to realize is that discipleship is a conscious choice. It is a choice to follow our Lord. It's not something that's automatic, though we did receive the call to be a disciple when we were baptized, and again when we received confirmation. We received that call in our lives as we received the Holy Spirit. To be a disciple means choosing to listen to the Holy Spirit in our lives and follow our Lord. So may we be open to those words that we don't want to hear, those words that challenge us, that cause us to change, those words that we need to hear in our lives. And may we place our discipleship with Christ above our earthly concerns.